In that period, it had become customary, maybe even obligatory, to create a photographic document of the building of major cultural centers. Both the Getty Museum and the Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art had commissioned an artist photographer to make a project, with broad parameters what that project may be, to be used as a site document. Such is the work I did then, or at least had done in the past, and I proposed myself to the museum as the author of this proposed site documentation project. My credentials were rather good for this. The museum already owned a major work of mine, which they'd recently exhibited, and I played very strongly on the homeboy advantage. I'd been born and raised 8 blocks from the proposed building site. My offer was received with some interest by the museum, and I was asked to develop and submit a specific proposal for the project. I received informal assurances that anything within reason would probably be accepted and funded. I spent a day walking around the site with the director, looking at Renzo Piano's model and the floor plans for the new building. What I failed to realize at the moment was that my interest had changed radically. I'd been photographing construction and destruction sites since 1970, I'd published 2 lengthy books on the subject, done a number of smaller projects and commissions, all dealing with the transitional landscape. Without really acknowledging it to myself, I'd arrived at a point where I couldn't accept doing the same work any longer. I felt there was nothing more I could learn from this, and I wanted to move on. So it seemed to me that if I took the idea of the site less literally, perhaps to include the town, it would open new possibilities. My personal memories of Corona del Mar were quite black, and I was a bit surprised at what I found when I returned. Of course, because my memories were childhood memories, in reality, everything was smaller and closer than I'd remembered. My long journeys and solitary adventures, in fact, took place within just a few square blocks. The wild canyon near my parents' house was, in fact, only a largish gully. Walking around Corona del Mar for the first time since junior high school, I had certain unrealistic hopes. I half believed that the secret of my past, therefore my present, might reveal itself to me like some kind of an epiphany, a defining moment when all the long-suppressed childhood memories would flood back, a dramatic recollection of a moment of abandonment and loss, a catharsis that would lead me out of my present crisis. I remembered Corona del Mar as bleak and empty as a Hopper painting, but far more malign. I'd expected and hoped that its present reality would resonate with these memories. I'd find a townscape redolent of evil. I was oddly disappointed. Much like a soldier returning to a distant battlefield, finding farms and houses and churches, motorways and factories, Corona del Mar was simply a more affluent version of what it had always been. A small, snobbish California beach town, like a dozen others between La Jolla and Mendocino. Perhaps because at that time I was so focused on my own past, my mind drifted to the history of the town. Had anything ever happened here of note? Something worth memorializing? Something that could be grasped as emblematic of the place? My defining narrative? I went to the public library, which is just next door to the museum. I looked at copies of old newspapers dating from my childhood. As I went back closer and closer to the date of my birth, I discovered, or in fact remembered, a story that had been told as a small child, and I think had never completely forgotten.